Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sam Coleman and Jackson Culp with the Great Gatsby. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here today. And Jackson, let me start with you. You get to play the Great Gatsby, but
yes, sir.
Before we get into that, tell me a little bit about what the play, The Great Gatsby, is about.
Well, The Great Gatsby follows the story of this man, Nick Carraway. It's told from his point of view, and he moves to a faraway land for the summertime, and he wants to make his fortune, and then he runs into Daisy Buchanan, who is his cousin, and he starts hanging out with them, and then he meets this man called Gatsby, and it turns out that Gatsby and Daisy were in love long ago, and Gatsby hasn't forgotten about it. He's still in love.
And Sam, you get to play Nick in this. Tell me a little bit about your character and what you do in the play.
Well, it's a lot like Jackson said. I'm a Midwestern man. I just came back from World War I, Great War, and I'm upper middle class, you see. But I spent a lot of time with the upper class, and I've always been a little bit out. So I want to make more money. That's why I'm coming to the West.
So this play is set when? We're after World War I, kind of in the in this romantic, beautiful age of you always see on these PBS shows, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's set in the Roaring Twenties. So everybody's got those hairstyles, and you know, we've got the jazz music, and you know, just beautiful costumes.
So you've come back from the war. Nick, where are we? Where's the play actually set?
It takes place in the East, kind of around New York and places like that.
And what are, I have to ask a little bit, young guys like you, you guys are, you know, in your teen years. Is it a little hard to go back and look at the 1920s and find yourself in the mode of a young man in the 20s?
Just do your research, I guess.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and I've loved the movie. When the movie first came out, I loved it so much. I bought it on DVD, and all of my friends and I were really excited about it. So, I mean, I've been watching the movie and like checking out the book for a long time, and like Sam said, just do your research. I think just kind of like put yourself in the mindset of those characters, and it kind of just comes across, you know, because I think they're relatively young people, you know, not too much older than us.
I know the play involves a lot of romance and the kind of a golden gilded age that right. We're looking at. A lot of the play revolves around parties and rich people, lots of rich people.
Yeah, right.
Tell me a little bit about how the play develops and why we keep hanging out with rich people.
Okay, well, the play develops, the way we develop the play is basically through these interpretations of slides, these beautiful pictures that Miss Kathy has designed for us, and that is really how we get these parties to come across on stage. And we've also got great dance numbers, and this fantastic music that Sam loves with the saxophone is really heavily involved. And it really just sets the mood, and we've got beautiful lighting, and the costumes really get this extravagance across.
Let me ask about you two guys. Sam, where do you go to school?
I don't go to school.
You're done. You're not going to school anymore. Jackson, what about you?
Yes, sir. I'm a senior at Sterlington
High
School.
You're a senior at Sterlington. So you guys are both young guys,
yes.
and you've got a lot of other folks that are involved locally with CA Studios.
Definitely.
Tell me about some of the other folks in the play with you.
Yes, sir. Well, that's first off, we have Aubrey Skinner, who's playing Daisy Buchanan, and that is Tom's wife, and that's the lady that Jay Gatsby is in love with. And then we have Tyler Brubaker, who's playing Tom Buchanan, and then we have Anne Brown, a local celebrity, is playing Jordan Baker, and then KNOE reporter Tyler Smith is playing Wilson, and then Michaela Jolly is playing Myrtle.
So you've got a cast of local folks that are here in our area. This play is going to happen in a couple of different places. Tell me about that. Where is the play happening? As I know, there's a batch in Ruston and then another batch in Monroe.
Right. Sam, why don't you take this one?
I know that it's happening at the Bridge Church in Ruston.
Yeah, this Friday and Saturday, and the next Thursday and Friday. This Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock, Bridge Downtown Campus in Ruston. Mm-hmm. And then next Thursday and Friday, 7:30 at
Biedenhorn Museum in the Fountain Room.
You know, that's kind of a cool place to do a Gatsby play, too.
Really
cool. I mean, because, you know, you think about that time period, or actually it's just past that time period, but that's a grand old house and with a beautiful yard and gardens. It seems like the perfect place
for
a Gatsby play. Let me ask you guys a little bit more. How long have you been working on a play like this? When did you guys start with deciding you wanted to do the play and auditioning? And take me through the process.
Definitely.
It's probably been a few months now, huh?
Right. It's been a few months. Sam, when did you first decide you were going to read the play? You told me you were on a road trip and you read the book.
I read the book. I heard that Miss Kathy was doing it. And, you know, I read the book. I like the book. It's a really nice book. It's definitely a reason it survived all these years.
Definitely.
The play The Great Gatsby will be happening this weekend and next weekend. I mean, with Sam Coleman and Jackson Culp. Kathy Webb with us in the studio as well. And the play is happening in Ruston at the Bridge Church. And for tickets, you can find out more at 318-243-6201. And here in Monroe at the Biedenhorn Fountain Room at the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens. And that one is Pi Theater, coming up at 7:30 on the 19th and the 20th. You can find out more at CA Studios' Facebook page as well. Gang, thanks for being with us. This is Sam Coleman, Jackson Culp, and Kathy Earhart-Webb. You've been listening to Lanyap on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.